WHYY News. I'm Matt Gillum. Penn Medicine will no longer provide gender-affirming surgery to patients under age 19, effective this week. The Philadelphia Inquirer reports the policy change follows this week's letter from the Department of Health and Human Services that said gender-affirming treatments such as puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and surgeries have very weak evidence of benefit. However, others don't share that belief. The American Academy of Pediatrics says gender-affirming care may be medically appropriate for children. Penn is among a growing number of health systems across the country, including UPMC and Penn State Health, that have backed off gender-affirming procedures. Philly residents who've been the victims of deed fraud could get new financial help under a bill being considered by the City Council. Deed fraud happens when someone unlawfully transfers ownership of a property to themselves without the real owner's knowledge. Under a bill sponsored by Councilmember Catherine Gilmore Richardson, the city transfer tax paid by the fraudster would be returned to the real property owner.
After we discovered that many of the deed fraud cases that have been resolved already, once the rightful owner has reclaimed the title to their home, the scammers are able to request a refund from the city for the transfer tax that they paid when they tried to steal someone's home. It's absurd.
The state is also pushing a bill to return 1% of the transfer to the rightful homeowner. Cloudy skies, 70 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia at this hour. We could still see the mercury rise a degree or two before the day is out. Overnight, temperatures drop down into the lower 60s. You're listening to WHYY.